A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. I hope that you are doing well today as we are ahead of this four-day weekend. But what I wanted to talk to you about is kind of a sad situation, but I think we need to talk about it. And what I need you to know today is that we cannot continue to allow our children to be shot up. Like, we just cannot allow it. So if you've been distancing yourself from mental health issues, for mental health balance, because the news is just rife with just horrible information and complicated information and problematic information. And, you know, you don't want to watch firsthand of the greatest country on earth sliding into fascism, the greatest democracy on earth sliding into fascism. You might have missed this story, but, you know, there was a shooting at a church in Minneapolis, and many people know about the shooting at the church in South Carolina by white supremacists who killed 9 people. But in this particular church shooting, 2 people were killed, children. And I thought about it when I heard the story again, because I kept hearing about it and kept hearing about it. And, you know, people are offering their thoughts and prayers, but really what is not changing is policy. You know, at my daughter's school, there was a warning last year because someone had called the school and threatened to kill all the kids. And this in no way, shape, or form is normal behavior. This is not something that we should be desensitized to. This is not something that we should expect. You know, we have come to expect that something's going to get shot up in the United States every day. There's something, somebody gets shot up every day. And it's not okay. Not only is it not okay, it's not okay to pretend like you're praying for kids, pretend like you're sending your thoughts and prayers, and not do anything else about it. Those people who are in power have really sold out to a really, really powerful gun lobby. And because they are betrothed to them, our children suffer. You know, you cannot care to claim about children, particularly you right to life folks. You know, no, you cannot claim to care about children when they are getting mowed down in the streets, when they can't go to church and pray and not be killed, when they cannot go to their synagogue or their temple or their shrine and not be mowed down or under the threat. More churches and spiritual centers, temples, synagogues, or what have you. And synagogues have always had security, as far as I know. But other churches, other denominations, not other denominations, other religious entities have also now had to add security. We should not need security at church, schools, I mean, institutions, like government institutions, yes, because that's where the government is. You all are making it. Y'all are grown people. You are able to, you know, stand up for yourself and all of the things. But children are sacred. And that's what the party in power keeps saying. Children are sacred. They literally just incubated a child in a dead woman's body here in Georgia because children are there to be sacred. But here we are. We got them getting shot down in the streets. Children are sacred, but we're cutting the SNAP program, which allows mothers to feed their children. Children are sacred, but we're cutting the lunch programs, free lunch programs or reduced lunch programs. Children are sacred, but we're cutting research that will help solve childhood illnesses and whatever. You know, I could go on. So what I need you to know is these people are unserious. Children are not sacred in our society. And my dad once told me, he said, and this was years ago, and he said, you know, America is done. And I said, what do you mean? He said, we're done. I said, what does that mean? He said, any nation that does not take care of its children and elderly has no present or future. I'm going to say that again for you. My dad. I won't give his name because I don't want him to be trolled because I'd have to hurt you. But he said, America is done because we no longer take care of our children or our elderly. And when you don't do that, you don't have a present or future. All right. So what I need you to know is that thoughts and prayers aren't going to get it. We have to make those who are in power and supposed to be working on our behalf, which I keep having to remind us, we are not their employees. They are our employees. That is why we pay taxes. That is why we get to vote, even though Georgia just peeled off 471,000 voters off the rolls. And that's another show. But that is why we vote. That is why we pay taxes. They work on our behalf. And if we are tired of our children being under constant threat, they can't go to the movie theater. They can't go to the ballpark. They can't go to school. They can't go to church. I mean, if you are afraid, they can't play outside in the yard. You know, they talk about childhood obesity. And I'm like, because you can't let your kids outside unattended. And we're working 12 to 16 to 18 hours a day trying to pay these damn bills in the United States. So I need you to know we got to do something. Write your congressperson. You know, if you don't live in a city, some cities have ordinances and laws against some cities have ordinances and laws that have common sense gun laws. We need to be modeling those cities. All right. So, you know, there are some places where, you know, if you get caught with a gun and you haven't done everything you're supposed to have done for it, you're going to jail. That's number one. We have got to get a handle on this mental health and mental illnesses and let people and allowing people, even though they are visibly mentally deranged. Now, we're not all experts, but visibly something's not quite right and they are still getting guns. We've got to get control of this because we cannot allow our children to be murdered in the streets. We cannot allow it. So, you know, we talk about other nations being at war and kids getting killed. We talk about other nations being at war and kids getting starved. All of that is happening to our kids here. So let's take care of our kids here. Make a difference. Get involved. And we have got to get these gun laws changed. I'm not saying you can't have a gun, but I am saying not everyone needs one. All right. So tune in next week for Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. And of course, the award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who are doing amazing things. Check them out on anywhere. They're on all platforms, but YouTube is my favorite place to watch them. All right. So I want you to have a wonderful holiday weekend as well as you can have it. I hope that you are safe. I hope that we will see it, make our way and be here on Monday or Tuesday with the amount of gun violence in this country. But try as you might to enjoy your time, and then when that holiday is over, get busy. Get to work on changing these laws. All right. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.